Okay, I know. This is going to be embarrassing. This is going to be a difficult episode. But I think we have to deal with this. I think I need to share some information with you about this. So I'm calling this episode, Can You Say Hi, Gene? Yeah, personal hygiene. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach, doing my darndest to give you valuable, useful information about what it is to be an actor in the business of show. Hope you're having a really, really good day. I'm having a great day today, and I'm happy to talk to you about this subject matter. But I tell you, it took a lot of soul searching to be able to come up with telling you and sharing with you this episode about personal hygiene, because I know it's kind of embarrassing. And I thought to myself, I know that this is going to feel uncomfortable and feel embarrassing for me to share this stuff with you. But on the other hand, hopefully you're listening to this podcast on your own. So hopefully you can decide, does this apply to me or not? And if not, that's great. If there are some things that I'm mentioning that you should maybe at least think about, then I have done my job. Because after all, it's your body, it is the way you present yourself that makes you the CEO of your own company. And if you're an actor, you are definitely the CEO of your own company. So how you represent yourself really does come down to not only the things that I spend a lot of time talking to you about, which is, you know, your pictures and your resumes. And I have a podcast, by the way, on your own wardrobe. And I encourage you to listen to that particular podcast because that's really, really helpful and has helped a lot of actors. But talking about personal hygiene, and I remember, gosh, relatively recently, honestly, I don't remember how long ago it was, but I talked about the actor who came into my office who was freaking out because he didn't take a shower that morning. And I showed him the bathroom. I'm not going to go through the whole story, but I showed him the bathroom and said, go clean yourself up. And the next thing I know, he's spraying Glade air freshener under his armpits. I mean, it was just like, really? Really? Is your life that complicated that you can't, like, I don't know, do something about your own personal hygiene? Is that an issue? But if it is, then we should address it. So I want to be just front-footed about this. I want to just talk about it directly. And maybe there's some help here. You don't have to write me about this, but this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say, please go to Casting Actors Cast. I think you'll find a lot of valuable information there. There's also a free downloadable PDF book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's free. It's 100 pages. And it's free just for filling out the contact form called Dive into the Talent Pool. All you do is just kind of fill that form out. You click that and it gives you access to downloading some of the freebies related to the podcast, past podcasts, but also this downloadable book that I think if you're interested in doing voice work, I think you'll find it really, really helpful and valuable. That's absolutely free of charge. I don't do anything with your personal information, by the way. That's strictly confidential to me. I just love getting any kind of feedback that I can. Please consider giving a like and a share to any of those podcast providers that you're listening to. I would really love you to reach out to some of your fellow actors and let them know about this podcast because it might help somebody else. And boy, I'm just loving doing them. And as long as I'm having a good time doing these podcasts, I'm going to continue to do them. So there we are. I'm done with the announcement. So thanks. So there are some personal issues that we have to talk about, and that's why I want to just sort of dive in. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking to you about, you know, the embarrassment, the uncomfortable nature of this, but suffice it to say that in a nervous environment like an audition, many times actors, in their fight or flight response, they sweat a lot. It's just there. If you're doing an audition for a film or television project, you know, you're under lights. There's a tendency to sweat under hot lights. I mean, it just makes sense, right? And so in an effort for you to be your best, you need to look your best. And in order to look your best, you have to do whatever you can to feeling confident and comfortable about the choices you make as it relates to your own personal hygiene. So let's talk about some of those issues. And I think everyone gets nervous. I mean, I don't think. I know everybody gets nervous. I know that after a long day of auditions and meeting actors, bringing actors into the room, and then dealing with directors who are questioning me with all kinds of stuff, and me trying to logistically work out a really great audition day, it can get really, really tense. And, you know, as an actor, I remember, you know, the phrase flop sweat. That's when you're on, this has happened to me, you're on stage and it's going so badly that you just want to crawl into a hole and pull the hole in after you because you're sweating so much. And because you're so upset, it gets worse and worse and worse. So that term flop sweat, obviously you're either in a flop or you think you're flopping and you flop sweat. So I've been there. I know what that feels like. And it's not just the sweating part. It's also being really, really nervous. And when you do sweat out of nerves, or when you sweat out of tension, anxiety, or just because it's warm, if that's happening to you, that produces all kinds of stains, right? Pit stains happen. Crotch rot, right? You know, they get some moisture down in those private areas, and it can be a little bit uncomfortable, and it might even be noticeable. Those are all things that, you know, really should be thought of, and you need to anticipate and correct those things in case they do happen to you. And there's some, hopefully if you hang out there until the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you some really awesome suggestions that I think are going to be really helpful to you. At least I hope they are. So what happens when we get nervous? Also, our hands get very, very sweaty. So that if you are in a room, a lot of people don't like to shake hands in auditions now. That seems to be a thing, right? You're not shaking hands. But I've shaken hands of actors whose palms were so sweaty. I've also shaken hands of actors whose hands were so cold. So that's another manifestation, I think, of being nervous. So all of these things can happen, and it can make you feel really uncomfortable. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, then you're not going to be at your absolute best to deliver a really good audition. Because after all, the audition is simply a matter of you showing me, the casting director, how you're going to play the part. If there's something in the way of that, either on your side or on my side, then it's not going to be a successful audition. It's just not. So let's alleviate some of these externals so that you can feel that you are doing your very, very best. So here's a to-do list that I think you should consider, not only in terms of preparation, but you should give yourself a little bit of a checklist before you go into an audition, or before you go into a casting environment, or first day of rehearsal, or first time doing a script read of a play or a movie. These are the things that you just want to kind of put a little private checklist down and go through the list just to see that you are addressing these things. First of all, your face. Now, it's absolutely true for women, and it's challenging sometimes because women wear makeup. That's kind of the normal social thing to do today. But I've seen women make a lot of mistakes in some of the makeup choices that they make. Suffice it to say that I believe that every woman should do what they would normally do in their everyday street makeup. Do not feel that you have to do additional foundation, or I've seen this a lot and it's just terrible for film and television, but don't do any sparkling on the eyelids, you know, the glitter lids or the glitter powder. That does a nasty job on screen. And so you don't really want to do that. Just make sure you give yourself a nice, healthy, moisturized base and then normal, regular street makeup that you feel comfortable in. Clean look is the best look at all, so that I really get a sense that you are looking like how you actually look. but understand that social norms dictate that you wear a little bit of makeup. Now, some of you don't wear any makeup at all, and you like that fresh, natural thing going on. That's great. That's your brand. That's who you are. But for most women, I think there's an option that you want to put on a little makeup. You just want to look your best. So please consider doing that. Guys, I think same thing about face. Make sure your face is absolutely clean. Also, I think guys should put some kind of moisturizer on. I think that's really, really important that you moisturize on a regular basis. I also think that it's important that if you get a shiny face, and this is for both men and women, that you have to address a shiny face, especially in film and television, but also when you're in a small room or a relatively small room in a theater auditioning environment, you really need to not be shiny. People of color also have this as an issue a lot of the times, and I've got a couple of solutions. One is powder. For both men and women, absolutely, being able to powder yourself down just a little bit to get that shine off, that's really, really great. I also did a hack episode on Casting Actors Cast where I talked about, I know, this is going to sound really, really crazy, but those toilet seat covers, those sanitary toilet seat covers that are on the wall when you're in a public bathroom and you pull off the cover and you put it on top of the toilet seat, those covers happen to be fantastic at absorbing oil on your face. Just don't take the first one. But those toilet seat covers are really, really helpful. So grab a few of those if you're in a public restroom sometime. You can tear off little pieces and they make great blotters. They make great ways of removing some of that shiny skin. Also, if you wear glasses, and I get this question all the time, should I wear my glasses in a television audition? Should I wear my glasses if I don't need them or I have contacts? I think that's a great question. And I think it really all depends on your own comfort level. It also, I think, depends on who you're playing. If glasses might enhance the character that you are playing, character traits, if the character would benefit, be the kind of person who would wear glasses, then of course glasses are a great idea. If on the other hand, you're somebody who wouldn't be wearing glasses, then obviously you want to wear your contacts. But if you do wear glasses, my note to you is make sure the glasses are clean. Make sure you spend a little extra time so that there's no smudges, there's no dirt, there's no extra stuff going on and thumbprints, whatever, on your glasses, because that can affect you on the camera, but it also is just a way that if I see smudgy glasses sometimes, I just think that that might be relational to your hygiene. I know that sounds weird, but and maybe I am weird, so that's that, but there it is. So just taking care of how you present yourself, your glasses included, would be really, really helpful. Now, this is an interesting one as well that I want to just address, and that is a lot of people forget to wash behind their neck, behind their ears. There are a couple of sebaceous glands behind your ears. If you didn't know that, I mean, sometimes you could just rub your finger behind your ear and then you can smell. Now, I just took a shower, so I'm glad because I grossed myself out there. But if you take a shower, make sure you really get your ears, you get your neck. Those really valuable. A lot of people just kind of don't remember to do that sometimes. So I'm just giving you a friendly, loving reminder that washing your face means your entire head, please. Everything. The hair, of course, that goes without saying. So now that's the head and the neck. You've shampooed. That's great. Let's talk about your body for a minute. Obviously, deodorant really becomes an important thing, whether it's antiperspirant or whether it's just a deodorant which covers your armpit area and that keeps you from smelling bad. Antiperspirant will help prevent excessive sweating if that's an issue for you. But as far as the body is concerned, again, this is weird, but please make sure you wash all body parts, right? You want to really do yourself a favor and feel as cleansed as you possibly can, because you don't want to find an embarrassing situation confronting you in an audition just because you're a little bit nervous. As far as hands are concerned, a solution is that everyone, and I mean this, everybody should get a manicure. You don't have to do it on a regular basis, but you should at least consider getting a manicure so that your hands look really, really clean. They look really healthy, because healthy hands are really helpful, not only in film and television, but even in theater auditions. When meeting somebody for the first time, it really is making a statement about self-care. And when that is seen, there is a perception about the kind of person you are, and that is for the good. That's a positive thing. So, gentlemen, if you've not had a manicure or a pedicure, please do yourself a favor. Treat yourself with a manicure and a pedicure. You won't regret it. And if you do that, I want you to write to me and let me know what your experience was all about. You might be a little weird about it, but women really know where it's at. And when they get their manicures and pedicures, their hands look fantastic. They feel good. It really is a win-win for everybody. And it's well worth it, getting a pedicure and a manicure, especially for film and television. But it's also, I think, a good exercise for you to do for all areas. I think it's really, really useful. One tip that I want to share with you is that my wife and I buy this olive oil soap from Greece, and it's a really great big green bar, but it's mostly olive oil, but it's in a soap form. And you know what? It is so great on the skin, and it makes you feel so clean and so refreshed. So, you know, change up your soap. If you're not being satisfied or feeling like you're completely clean, find a soap that's not going to leave a residue on you or does not have excessive deodorant in it, but really makes you feel clean all over. And so a good soap is a great idea, I think. I think that I would like to share with you what I call the audition kit. Let's call it the hygiene audition kit. And this is something that you carry around in your backpack or your bag or your purse or your briefcase. I don't care, whatever it is that you haul your stuff around in. But here's a checklist of items that I believe quite strongly that you should take with you on every audition and at every rehearsal. And anytime you're out in public, this is a great thing to carry with you at all times. Number one, mouthwash. You know, you can get those little sample size mouthwashes. They're great. Just a quick little swish and you're not going to have any issues at all. It's assumed that you're brushing your teeth twice a day. It's assumed that you're taking care of your health overall, and that includes dental health. But a little bit of mouthwash can go a long way. I also think you should have lip balm. Lip balm is great because when I'm nervous, for example, I kind of chew my lips a little bit. And in this colder weather season, a little lip balm is really, really helpful for you. A comb or a brush, that's obvious. A quick comb, a quick splash of water on your face, a quick blotting of the sweat on your face. It really does kind of perk you up in a great way and make you feel refreshed. You might want to consider maybe an extra shirt or top just to have. Maybe you're wearing an extra shirt or top. You check into the audition, you go to the restroom, you change into your audition shirt. People do that, and I think that that's kind of a great idea. I'm not sure if that excites you or not, but I think it's worth something to consider, just having an extra top or an extra shirt just to throw on in case you need to. And then finally, I would say consider a light fragrance, or a fragrance that's not too sweet and not too, here's a good word, odoriferous. Something that's not going to have an impact when you walk into the room. You know what I'm talking about? Have you met some of those folks? They've just, you know, wash in their fragrance, and it is so powerful. I've had situations where my eyes water because of it. So be careful of that. You know, just a nice, fresh-smelling fragrance for yourself is a good thing. And again, all of these things are just contributing to you feeling better about yourself because you look better. And you look better because you feel better. I hope this was helpful to you. Please let me know if this was I invading a little bit too much into your privacy? I hope I didn't, but I hope maybe there's one or two things that you might have found pretty useful here. But it's something to consider. I think it's really about showing and feeling what good health can be, and addressing those needs that you might have in the nervous world of being an actor. Thank you for listening and watching. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.